Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business guide, Lindsay Sutherland, and I'm so excited to be here with you on this beautiful Monday. Today, it's still fall. I have to say I'm grateful we haven't had snow. I still have so much to do on the farm. And just the weather would not be cooperating if it got much colder. Oh gosh, now that I said that, I feel like it's going to happen. So I better get on it. Today, I want to talk about the importance of one transformation. I think this is one of the hardest things for people to nail, myself included. I've struggled with this as well. And there's a reason that it does is because sometimes what we think people want or what we want to help them with or what we think we're good at isn't really what people need. Okay, so today I want to dig into how to evaluate your idea to tell if it is really what the market needs. And there's a couple of ways we could do that. So let's just kick it off and get started. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show. So real quick, what are we talking about with one transformation? Well, when we're talking about the business surrounded around four pillars of one, I call it the four ones. The one of the most significant ones is the transformation. Almost everything else kind of comes as a result of figuring this piece out. That's why it's so important. And the importance of this transformation is like you want to be able to take your ideal person from a problem to a solution. On the surface, that sounds so simple and not hard, okay? But what we often run into is that the problem we think, well, I kind of already said it. The problem we think people are having isn't what they're having, or we're missing something. Sometimes we could be thinking we're on the right track, but then find out later, oopsie, that wasn't quite the deeper real problem that they're having. So I want to talk about, number one, the importance of market research. You know, I'd recommend by starting out, just doing a brain dump, evaluate your idea by just putting all your transformation ideas down on a piece of paper. Simply just list off all the reasons why the product you're thinking of creating or that you are creating, if it's not landing with people, what is the specific transformation it's offering? And you'll have multiples of these. You know, like for example, in my case, I could be helping you to build an online business. I could simply say that I help you build a podcast. You know, maybe the problem is you want to launch a podcast, but you're not sure what it should be on, and all we can get into the deeper things on that, but that the outcome is you build a podcast. Well, the problem though that I have here is that I say, well, a podcast isn't going to literally be the only thing that builds your business. You've still got to have these other pieces, right? There's understanding landing pages, there's understanding email marketing. I mean, there's pieces and nuances to the whole thing. And if you want to really build a business, the podcast is just one part of the business. So what I'm saying to you is the transformation is it could be as simple as you want to build a podcast, but I want to show you a demand angle, because here's what I'm trying to tell you. If you were to come to me and say, hey, Lindsay, I love your podcast. How long have you been doing it? Would you help me build a podcast? I could say, sure. Sure, I can help you do that. But at the end of the day, I would be doing you a disservice, because what you really are asking me is, how do you build a business working from home? How did you do that? And you think it's my podcast, but what I could really ask you before we even get started is, what's your goal? What's your goal with the podcast? Are you trying to build an extra revenue stream? Do you have a product else you're trying to sell? How are you planning to, is this to monetize, or you just want to do it for the fun of it? Like, those things matter. And if I don't take the time to really ask you, and or I just teach you how to build a podcast, you're going to be disappointed because you're going to have launched a podcast, but you're not going to have attained your bigger goal. So you want to get clear on what is the root transformation that people are really seeking. We're talking life-changing, deeper meaning. So start by just brainstorming the things that come to your mind. The second piece of those is, ask yourself when you're looking at those, what of those ones on your list, what are people desperate to fix? Like, what will they be like, yes, I need that in my life. I need that one thing. Or this particular one thing is more intense of a pain point than maybe the other few things on your list. Okay, the other piece of this too is income, because you do want it to be profitable. So ask yourself, of these problems I've come up with, what are ones that I think people are more willing to pay to fix? Put a star by those. Now, the next piece of this is market research. And market research is a bit of a scary beast in a lot of cases. You know, you could be worried about who to talk to, how to find the people, will they just shut me down? The fear of rejection is pretty intense. Trust me, I've been through it. But it's so, so helpful and powerful. And if you really, truly want to build a business without having to redo it over and over again, this is a component you don't want to skip. Whether that's doing it in a workshop setting, which we've talked about before, or you just literally reach out to people and say, hey, I need to interview people who are interested in, let's just go with the podcast thing, you're interested in starting a podcast. And when you interview them, you ask them those deeper questions. What's your goal with the podcast? Is this something you want to monetize? Do you already have a business and the podcast is just amplifying that business or your brand? Or is this something that you're just starting because you think it's going to generate you money? Those types of questions. And then you get a little deeper. What, you know, if I could solve this one problem, is that something, how would that transform your life? What feeling would it generate for you? Because feelings are truly the words we want to use in our marketing. And is this something you'd be willing to pay to fix? If money was no object, meaning like you could afford whatever price, that's not the issue. Just, is it something you would see yourself investing in to solve? And then you can also say, how much do you think, like, how much is this transformation worth to you? Just to get a barometer of what people are willing to pay. And just remember one thing, they will always lowball it. They just will. That's not to say that you have to go with those prices, but it's nice to get an idea of, generally speaking, what's in the market. What are they thinking? The other piece to this, that this is this last little bit that I want to share, is more of you being an objective observer of this entire process. Because one mistake that I've personally made, and I'm trying to articulate this to you so you can avoid this, is going after the wrong avatar without realizing it. Like, your heart isn't a service heart, and you're doing your best to try to really genuinely bring a solution to your target audience in a way that makes a difference. You're about the impact. The problem, though, that we can do is sometimes our hearts are so big and we want so badly to make something different for other people, but we're going after people who, like, we want the problem to be fixed more than they do, and therefore they will not be willing to pay a fee that makes it make sense for us to put the effort in to build it. And this is something that you want to be mindful of, and just literally ask yourself, like, is there a bigger problem that I could solve that people will pay more money to fix, that's in the same vein of what I'm doing? How can I tweak what I'm doing and make it make sense for somebody else who's willing to pay? So, for example, when I started the Passive Income Examiner, I had people calling me and they were like, hey, I need to learn the fastest way to make money passively. And of course, this was way before AI or anything like that, because I'm going to be quitting my job. And I'm like, Pat, it's really, there isn't anything that can, you can build it and turn it on that fast. Everything takes time. I could come up with a few ideas, but I can't guarantee you're going to replace your income in 90 days. You know what I mean? That was the caveat. And these people were in a position where they desperately wanted a transformation, but they didn't have the money because they were in a position where money was what they needed. Well, okay. So, you know, you want to find somebody who's maybe a little bit farther higher up on the scale. Like maybe they're, and this is how I've pivoted. So now I work with business owners who have an income stream, but they're burning out on time. Do you notice the shift between money and time? That's super powerful. I think I said this last week, like people will pay more to get back their time than they will to get more money. Especially because, I mean, let's be real, time is a finite resource. It's just gonna, people, and it's also true for people who realize the value of their time. That's an important distinction because not everybody who doesn't have time realizes the value of their time. So you're specifically wanting to tailor your idea, your demand angle, to people who understand the value of their time and are willing to pay to get back more time. Does that make sense? So that's ultimately what you want to be thinking about. Where I'm going with that is that objective observer, where after you start talking to people, start really asking yourself, was this person valuing their time or do they value their money? Because a person who values money is going to lowball offer you. A person who values their time will be happy to pay a higher price to get that transformation. That's what I'm trying to say. Finally got it out. All right, so this episode is short and sweet as usual. I hope it's helpful. Please be sure to share this with anybody else that you find could be benefiting from this episode. And I appreciate you tuning in today. Until next time, bye for now.